you live in Chicago, I live in Chicago, and you got to be a Bears fan. There's no other way around it.
Yeah, all right.
Jarrett Payton is on the line with us. Jarrett, explain this to me. Why are the Bears playing in London?
Well, it's a part of what this league has been doing over the last few years of being able to have this game across the pond. And I think the NFL game has totally grown. I mean, we're talking about not just regular football. Fantasy football has really kind of, grown and expanded the game as well. So you have a lot of people across the world that are now football fans, and it gives them an opportunity to be able to see it live and in person overseas. So a lot of Bears fans that I've talked to, you guys, are making the trip.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't covering the game, I don't know if I would dip into my pocketbooks like that to get those expensive flights. But Bears fans travel, and there's a lot of fans, especially overseas, that the Bears, when they went over there back in the 80s, they had an opportunity to see that great team and became football fans. So it's going to be a great treat for them.
So among the people of England, Jared, would you say that most of them, if they have an allegiance to an NFL team, it's the Bears, or is it split up a little bit?
I think it's split up a little bit. I think the Bears are one of the main teams, just because they're one of the charter franchises, and I think that's where a lot of it comes. But I was going back and looking at pictures, man. It's so crazy, because when my dad was over there, he was at a practice, and Phil Collins came to the practice and brought his son to get an autograph, and Phil Collins wanted to meet my dad, and there's like video of it, and I have pictures of it. It's like,
what?
That's excellent.
Yeah, man.
Did your dad say, I don't care anymore, get out of here, I'm not giving him the autograph?
It's crazy to think about how all that kind of transpired, and it also makes me think about that my dad was like a true rock star back in those days, man.
Oh,
like,
he totally was. Like,
totally with his Jerry curl and his headband, a pretty cool moment.
Jared, how do they decide which teams are playing in London? Are all the teams going to get there and play one time at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium?
Yeah. I'm not really sure of how the whole process goes with the NFL about choosing it, but I know that you see teams like Jacksonville, who's been over there a lot, and Allen Robinson, who is now a Chicago Bear, was with Jacksonville. He's played over there, the Raiders. I think it's really just I'm not sure. But next time that I am with Roger Goodell, and that will be at the Super Bowl when we give out my dad's award, I'm going to ask him that question, Wendy, and I'm going to find that out for you.
Perfect.
Jared, because the British are such polite people, don't the players have to ask permission before they tackle each other during the game?
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
They're trying to implement that while they're over there.
Yep.
Could you imagine that? Like Khalil Mack having to, say something to the quarterback before he sacks. I am going to sack you right now, and
with
I'm going
permission.
To force a fumble.
Right.
With your permission.
Sure.
Cheese and crumpets.
All right, Chicago Bears take on the Oakland Raiders, and the game is Sunday. What time is it happening here?
It's in the morning sometime. It's early, so you're going to have to wake up. And I'm thinking I don't have the actual time.
We'll try and find that out.
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to get on this plane tomorrow in the morning, get there at nighttime. I get there at 10:40, probably at my hotel about 1 a.m., and then have to work the next morning. Like, my whole schedule is, like, going to be all messed up.
Sure.
But I'm looking forward to it, because I think that this is a great time for this Bears team after the win against Minnesota. Got a divisional win, and now you get a chance to go overseas. And I think the Bears, especially their defense, is clicking on all cylinders. So I think it's a great time for them. And offensively, without Mitchell Trubisky, it's going to be the Chase Daniels show to be able to see what he's going to be able to do and how he ran that offense when he came in for Mitch. Can they keep that up? Because I wrote about this. If the offense can score some points, this defense is good enough right now to win a championship the way that they're playing. So hopefully the biggest thing for this team is to go get a win, but to be healthy on their way back across the pond when they come back here to Chicago.
Jared, we discussed this with Dave Ennett the other day. Maybe you have a little more insight than we had yesterday, but As Chase Daniels becomes the starting quarterback, who is now the second string quarterback? Do we know that?
Yeah, I mean, the other day it seemed like on Sunday it was going to be Tariq Cohen if something went down. He would be the guy that would have to manage this place, but that's a big situation, and I think the Bears are going to have to kind of figure all that out. But I know for right now with Chase, he has really given this Bears offense a lot more success by his knowledge of Matt Nagy and his system,
yeah,
and seeing how he works through it. I'm in awe of seeing how this all is going to play out, because if he goes out and throws for 300 yards or something and a bunch of touchdowns and Mitch is ready to come back, what is Matt Nagy going to do, and how does he make that change? I mean, you don't lose your job because of injury, but also too, I think the understanding with this organization is if this offense can be a little bit better and clicking a little bit better, that it gives them an opportunity to get to that postseason and hopefully that end goal, which is to a Super Bowl in Miami.
All right, in 1986, there was a preseason game. Is that the one your dad was at Wembley Stadium?
Yes,
They were up against the Cowboys. And then in 2011, the Bears beat the Buccaneers 24-18 at Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, are we feeling hopeful?
Yes, I'm feeling hopeful. I mean, this is a game that this Bears team should win. You got Khalil Mack going up against his old squad, so you know he's going to want to be able to prove to everybody and John Gruden that they made the wrong decision. I still want to send John Gruden a Christmas present this year, just telling him thank you again for giving Mack to us. But yeah, this is a game where you have to go win, but it is a little bit different for these guys to travel overseas, and it's a little bit different with their schedule and how they have to go about getting ready for this game. And just to see how that goes on, some of the guys like Allen Robinson, Khalil Mack, who have been over there before, some of these guys haven't been overseas, so it's going to be an adjustment for them. And just to have some guys with veteran experience, I think that's going to give them an opportunity to really tell them how to manage your time while you're over there, you know, your sleep patterns, all that stuff, to get ready to play a big, huge game on Sunday.
Pardon me, I know you said this, that you get there late at night and then you have to get there early. I don't know what time the game starts local time in London, but it airs here at 12 noon, so...
You don't have to get up that early, you guys.
Yeah, but you do. That's going to be an early game. I don't know what the difference is. Is it 6 hours or something?
I think so. Wendy, I have no clue, man. My wife just put that I'm going to London on my schedule, and I just get my bags ready and I go. I mean, it's just so simple for me. Thank you to my wife; she's the best. But I look forward. My son says he wants to come with me. Yeah, my son wants to come with me in my suitcase, but I don't know if that is. I told him I would probably go in my suitcase. He could sit in my seat and have all the free soda he can have all the way over there.
6 p.m. London time. I'm sorry. I don't know why I think it's earlier, but we can watch it. We can stream it. It's happening noon on Sunday. The Bears facing the Oakland Raiders in London. Hello.
Hello. Instead of the T formation, they'll be in the T and Crumpet formation.
I like that, Bill. I like that.
Jared's going to steal
that. That for my writing.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that. That's awesome.
You could also refer to them as the Paddington Bears just for 1 week if you want to. That's up to you.
That's awesome.
Come on, we didn't know what was going to happen last week, and they took that game. So, you know, hope, it's all we have, Jared.
One game at a time, you guys. That's what we have to do. Let's make it happen.
All right, have a safe trip, and enjoy yourself, Jared.
All right, I will, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you when I get back.
All right, perfect. Jared Payton.
Going to London.
Going to London.